you guys doing, huh? Let me turn this down a little bit. How you guys doing? Move stuff around today. Camera's going to be right zoomed in on me now. It's a little crooked for some reason. I got to move the camera tomorrow. I'm not doing it right now, so I'm not centered with it. But as you can see, we have some new logos. We got a bunch of new stuff. This show is called Wake Up America. Today is August 13th. It's 8:03. It's a Friday night, and we're filled with fright or something like that. I don't know. Sounds good to me. Let me turn off that fan. Hopefully you won't hear a bunch of static and all that stuff. We've got an action-packed show for you today. But first, of course, the show is sponsored all or in part by Spartan Armor Systems. You can visit Spartan Armor Systems at www.spartanarmorsystems.com. And if you use code YEETYEET, you get 10% off your order of body armor. Since 2012, Spartan Armor Systems has been a leader in high-quality ballistic armor and tactical gear, with a mission to provide first responders and citizens with affordable and reliable body armor that they deserve. They offer a wide selection of body armor, plate carriers, steel targets, and med kits at very competitive prices. Look at that. I put something new down below, so it now shows when you guys do that. Thank you, Thomas, and I'll see it too and be able to shout out. Anyway, for anyone listening on podcasts, I put an overlay. So when people do super chats or bits or stars on Facebook, it shows. And again, preferred way is if you visit. Well, let me get done with this ad read first, and then we'll do that. Let me get rid of that noise, though, because that's annoying to me. Anyway, Spartan Armor offers a wide selection of body armor, plate carriers, steel targets, and med kits at very competitive prices. Oh, by the way, they also have hats. Speaking of hats, I'm forgetting to wear mine, but whatever, who cares? They proudly manufacture all of the Spartan Omega AR-500 body armor, AR-550, and Armaply AR-650 steel core body armor in the United States. If you're looking for the best safety solutions and body armor for sale, then you should look no further than Spartan Armor Systems. Visit them at SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEETYEET and get 10% off your order. All right, you guys ready? So I'm going to try to run through the news as quickly as possible, and then I got a little video to play, and then I'm just going to call it a day. And when I say it's probably going to last an hour, I'm going to try to not rant, you know, too crazy, but who knows? I probably will, like always. And I got to get this so it's up there so it works. All right. So our first story today is Mayorkas and the border crisis and what's going on down there, because that is a pretty big thing, even though, well, it's a big thing to us and it's a big thing to Americans, except if your name is Biden or you work in the Biden administration or you are anywhere on the left, because then you just simply don't care and you just pretend it's not really happening. Well, on Thursday, yesterday, August 12th, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandra Mayorkas met with Border Patrol agents in Texas. In leaked video that came out today, obtained by Fox News, Mayorkas said, "This is unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we are a couple of weeks ago. We need to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at the policy options." He apparently was caught on a hot mic and didn't mean to say that. And you may be asking, well, what is he talking about? He's talking, I pressed the wrong button. He's talking about the massive amount of border crossings, illegal border crossings that are taking place in the United States each and every month. Last month was something special. You know, Biden is a big fan of breaking new records, right? That's what he gave a speech today. And he's like, "Oh, our economy's at an all-time high. Jobs are at an all-time high." Okay, buddy. You're just oblivious. That's why your Air Force One is circling around Harrisburg for hours today. The jokes were that he was the one that was operating the plane because it didn't know where to go. Anyway, Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas said Thursday that the current border surge is unprecedented, with July setting a new high, and acknowledged his department is stretched in its capacity to test and quarantine those who come across with COVID-19. That admission alone by Mayorkas is a departure from his typical nothing to see here comments when it comes to the crisis at the border, and it speaks to the dire nature of the current situation. Mayorkas announced on Thursday that Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 212,000 migrants along the U.S.-Mexico border in July alone. In June, CPB reported it encountered 188,829 illegal immigrants at the border. That number was the previous decade-long high before this month's figures were released, which set a 21-year high. Allow me to share with you the BCP enforcement numbers for July. 212,617 people were encountered while attempting entry along the southwest border, a 13% increase over 2021, Mayorkas said. Well, by the way, all the articles I'm reading, for the majority of them, they're all found, they're all authored by us. You can go to citizenstringer.com and you will find them. Mayorkas went on to say our capacity to test, isolate, quarantine the vulnerable population that makes the legal claim for asylum is stretched. He said the extent of the challenge could not be understated, but nor should our ability to meet it. Okay, buddy. That's why right now, I think today, I think I just saw it on Twitter that 4,000 people have crossed the Rio Grande Valley through the Rio or been apprehended in the past day. And thank you, Pamela Leaves on Twitch for the bits. I think today, just in the past 24 hours, 4,000 people have been caught at that one border crossing. So let's not pretend like this government actually knows anything what they're doing with the border crisis, because they surely do not. And I think that's a given. I think everybody knows that at this point. I think we're in this position of just lying. You know, I mean, look at how our government is handling the border crisis. Look how we're handling the stuff in Afghanistan. We'll talk about that in a minute. Look how we're handling everything right now. And all the while, President Biden goes on a 2-week vacation to where? Scranton, Pennsylvania. I thought, buddy, you were from Delaware. He can't make up his mind where he's from, but apparently it doesn't matter because nobody holds him accountable. He can do what he wants. You know, you could draw back troops, send more troops, draw back troops, send more troops. We're entering a dangerous path. I mean, no, I'll take that back. We're not. No, we are in a dangerous, dangerous place right now as Americans and as in American culture, or, you know, if you call yourself an American, which he shouldn't. And I'm not trying to say he's not American, but yeah, you know, he's very un-American. Let's just say that. Here's another the next image that's going to come up. Mass shooting report. Now, most of you, this is a highly touted mass shooting report that I do every week, and I've slacked for the past couple of weeks. And it looks like the image is cut off on the bottom. There were 15 mass shootings, 13 people killed, 61 people injured. And guess what the one commonality is? Well, you see it right there. Every single mass shooting that took place this week took place in a Democrat-controlled city, meaning they have a Democrat mayor, in the least. Isn't that just crazy? And now I'm going to run through it. And a lot of you guys may be like, Steve, why do you do this? And I think it's very important to show just how stretched our police departments are when we try to, or when people are allegedly trying to defund them. You know, the Democrats say Republicans are trying to defund them. Anyone see the Cory Booker thing that he did on the House floor or Senate floor the other day? Oh my gosh, the guy, I don't even know how he's in office. I really don't. He's an idiot too. The United States continues to add 15 mass shootings in this past week, leaving 13 people dead, 61 people injured. Each of the shootings occurred in Democrat-controlled cities, and here are the stats. On August 11th, there was one mass shooting, one killed, four injured, when a group of people playing a dice game outside of a bar located at the 5500 block of Rising Sun Avenue, when an unknown gunman opened fire, killing one 46-year-old man and injuring four others. The two gunmen got away and no suspect information has been released. Murders are up 25%. And I didn't put the city. That's very odd. It would have been helpful if you guys knew the city, but I guess I didn't write it there. So I apologize. Philly. 327 people killed in Philly. That's all I had to see to be able to know what city it was by just literally seeing the death toll. 327 people killed already this year in Philadelphia alone. Unbelievable. August 10th, there were two mass shootings, four people killed, six injured. In Portland, Oregon, two men were killed in an RV and at least four others were injured after a gunman opened fire. According to police, just after 5 a.m., the two men heard someone knocking on the door to their RV. When they opened the door, they were killed. The victim's family said the two were just part of that rap group, Wu-Tang Clan. Four other people were hurt in the shooting, including one person who remains hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. In another shooting, another mass shooting, a 14-year-old and a 14-year-old boy and a 51-year-old woman were killed. Several others were injured when a gunman opened fire in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Police have not released any information about suspects or a possible motive for that one. That was also on August 10th. On August 9th, there were two mass shootings, three killed, nine injured. Two teenagers were killed and four other people were injured in Flint, Michigan, Monday morning. According to police, they were called to reports of a shooting at Broome Park. When they arrived, six people were discovered suffering from gunshot wounds. All of the victims were under 21 years old. Local media is reporting that several people were taken into custody, but no charging decision has been made. I was unable to find out if they actually charged anyone for the murder of these kids. Kids. A woman was killed and five others injured in a shooting in Boston early Monday morning. According to police, they were called to Irma Street in Dorchester around 12:30 a.m. When they arrived, they found one woman dead. Two other people were found on the scene suffering from non-life-threatening injuries. Three additional people presented themselves to the hospital with gunshot wounds. There have been no arrests in that murder either. Now, this is the craziest thing. On Sunday, which is the day of rest, August 8th, there were six mass shootings, four people dead. 27 people injured. Insane. In Chicago, seven people were shot inside a lounge early Sunday morning with one person killed. According to police, a verbal altercation between a 24-year-old man and a 37-year-old man ended in gunfire when they both pulled out guns and started shooting at each other. The younger man pulled a gun and killed the older man. Five other men and a woman were struck by the resulting gunfire. The 24-year-old man was also critically wounded after being shot eight times. In D.C., four people were shot in a mass shooting early Sunday morning. All were transported to hospital with injuries believed not to be life-threatening. No suspect information available for those shootings, obviously. In Houston, a man was killed, five others injured after a fight broke out in a bar early Sunday morning. According to police, the shooting took place around 2 a.m. after a fight broke out and spilled into the parking lot. Police do not have any suspects in custody with that shooting either. Common theme, right? Besides, they're all Democrat-controlled cities. Thank you, Kay Johnson, for the stars. In New Orleans, a 17-year-old is believed to be the gunman behind a mass shooting on Bourbon Street early Sunday morning. Five people were shot when the 17-year-old opened fire. They're all expected to survive. In Brooklyn, two people were killed. Another three people were injured when gunfire rang out outside of a party at 2:30 a.m. Sunday morning. According to police, two people were shot inside a home after a fight. Right outside, three other people were located shot inside a vehicle. Police say one of the men in the vehicle had died as a result of his injuries. The vehicle appeared to have been in an accident at some point. Kay Johnson with 1,000 stars again. Thank you so much. On August 7th, there were three mass shootings. Two people killed, 11 people injured. A gunman opened fire on two guards who refused to let him into a nightclub in Chicago late Saturday. One of the guards was shot multiple times and was listed in critical condition. Three other people were also shot. No suspect information is known. Chris with a $20 YouTube super chat. Thank you, bro. Again, I prefer if you guys are going to do it, you could do it all day through social media. The best way to do it, and that way you know you're not supporting big tech, is by visiting that link right there in the bottom, citizenstringer.com/support. But feel free to do it through social media if you want. I get it eventually. Also, August 7th, three men and a woman all presented themselves to a Montgomery, Alabama area hospital suffering from gunshot wounds. No other information was available. A total of eight people were shot in three separate shootings Saturday in Montgomery. That's a small town. Ronnie with the 200 stars on Facebook. Thank you. Norfolk police received a call for shots fired around 2:15 a.m. Saturday in the city's Neon District. When police arrived, they were unable to locate victims, but noticed several local businesses with damages from the gunfire. A short time later, police were advised that four men had presented themselves at Centra Norfolk General Hospital with gunshot wounds. One person was listed Kay Johnson with 1,000 stars again. Thank you. One person was listed as critical. No suspect information was available. On August 6th, one mass shooting, four people injured. There's some Trump is my prez 2020 cheered $100 bets on Twitch. Thank you. On August 6th, there was a mass shooting, four people injured, when gunfire erupted on the 1000 block of 43rd Avenue in Nashville. According to police, one car had stopped to talk to someone on the street. Another car then pulled up and started shooting at everybody. Jennifer with 100 stars on Facebook. Thank you. Four victims were taken to two hospitals via private vehicles. One person was critical. There are no suspects in the shootings. There's, if you notice a common theme, one, Democrat cities, two, they very rarely have suspects, and three, if they do have suspects, guess what? They don't identify them. Four, none of the suspects, and I don't believe many of the victims, if any of the victims, were white. That's an important thing because the mainstream media always all the time says that the mass shootings that everyone hears about, in fact, the Young Turks, the Turkish Young, whatever the hell that stupid show is, I've listened to it today just for market research, I guess you could say. And they were talking about white mass shooters and how, you know, the mass shooters are white. If you actually analyze the data every single day, there's been 360 mass shootings since, I believe that number. Sand H with the 300 on Twitch. Thank you. I believe it, the number is right around 360 mass shootings since President Biden took office. I may be wrong on that number. But I'm fairly certain that number, because we're already up to 180 on his first 100 days. So not to be outdone, by the time he gets to his second 100 days, he's trying to beat his previous record. Because that first 100-day murder rate was higher than Donald Trump's first 100 days. And it was higher than Barack Obama's second term's first 100 days. Congratulations, Joe Biden. You're breaking records for killing people. Amazing. Amazing. Idiot. Speaking of idiots, and I know a lot of you guys may be like, oh, Steve, you're being harsh here. Well, whatever. Portland police have arrested an airsoft gunman. I mean, I don't even know how to say this. You guys may remember there was a video circulating late after. Okay, so let me backtrack. For anyone that doesn't understand what happened in Portland, Oregon this weekend, thank you, Brenda, for the 100 stars. For anyone that doesn't know what happened in Portland this weekend, on Saturday, men, women, and children, and I mean that, women and children, were attacked in broad daylight by Antifa, and the police did not do anything because they didn't have staffing at that point, allegedly. They attacked men, women, and children. There was little children that were pepper sprayed or that were exposed to pepper spray. People were hit with rotten eggs and all that stuff. On Sunday, there was a worship group that came out in massive turnout. Tons of security that were there and tons of worshipers that came. So did Antifa. That was in Portland, Oregon. Now, Antifa came out and they tried to infiltrate. It didn't really work because they had this group of security that were just standing firm and weren't allowing anybody in. When everyone went to leave, Antifa started throwing caltrops or whatever they called, you know, the pieces of rebar that are welded up. So no matter what, you have one jagged piece that sticks up, no matter how it lands on the road. They were throwing those on the road so they could pop the tires and then attack the vehicles. Now, you could find this on social media because it literally has groups of Antifa saying, go after that car, go after that car, with that audio. So you can't even pretend like it's not even happening, but for some reason they pretend it's not happening. They tried to say the attack on Saturday was right wingers that dressed up like Antifa and attacked other right wingers, which doesn't make any sense. It's a really stupid argument. Anyway, on Sunday, after everything kind of cleared up, there was this one kid, the video has gone viral on social media, and he had, you see it pictured there, it was an airsoft rifle. It looks like a real rifle, but whatever, he's marching around the street, LARPing, whatever you want to call it, out there with an airsoft gun to protect his community. So I give him that for going out there to try to protect his community, because likely nobody's going to know what he actually had. Nobody's going to know whether it was an airsoft gun or anything like that. So I've noticed too, for anyone that didn't see when I just looked down like that, it's because my phone rang again. Now I keep my phone on this thing that vibrates. So I see it vibrate, but it's not going to ever interrupt my show unless I look at it. And I noticed that the one person who's been trolling me and calling all over from the fake numbers and all that, he started earlier today, just doing it again. He must have been bored. So congratulations. You know, here's the phone now is turned over, so I won't even see it. And I don't hear it vibrating anymore. So call all you want, you scumbag. Anyway, so Mark Lee, 23-year-old, was charged with three counts of menacing and second-degree disorderly conduct. He's currently being held at the Multnomah County Detention Center for this. Y'all set with the cheers on Twitch. Thank you. The incident happened on Sunday following a revival hosted by Sean Fouch, in which thousands that gathered at the waterfront and spent hours worshiping. Almost from the beginning, Antifa was present, although they were prevented from reaching the worshipers by a group of security for the event that kept them isolated. from the crowd. As the sun set in Portland, the last song played, the attendees needed to leave safely. What awaited them was a group of angry protesters or terrorists dressed in Black Bloc. Now, Antifa is a terrorist organization. Let's not pretend they're not. At least on this show, we will always refer to them as domestic terrorists because that's what they are. To me, there's no difference between them and the Taliban that's going out and killing all their citizens in the middle of the street right now. There's no difference, except they just haven't figured out. They've only killed one person so far, maybe two, if you count that guy in Denver that was killed by the security guard that was likely Antifa. The security team fanned out and walked towards the group to push them away from the area so the group could leave safely. During that time, the Black Bloc attacked. Stunning scenes of small clashes were seen in the streets of Portland, and no law enforcement presence could be seen because law enforcement is short-staffed already in the city of Portland. Their rapid response team all resigned from their positions. They have about an 80% staffing. Thank you, Christina, for the stars on Facebook. They have about an 80% staffing. They're supposed to have, I think it was 1,140 officers, and I think they're down under 800 now. Huge, 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 huge problem going on in that city. Their murders are already through the roof already. They've already broken last year's record, which nearly doubled 2019's murder record. In 2020, they had, I think it was 52 or 57 murders in 2020. We've already beat that over there in Portland. Again, for the records for Democrat cities. Oh my goodness. I think now they're already up to 60 with the added two murders that took place in the RV that I just talked about a second ago. I think they're already at 60 murders. Or pretty damn close to that. Long story short, they ended up arresting this guy, and they had to because the media, you know, kept portraying this as a real gun and saying that he should be charged with brandishing, and maybe he should. I don't know what he was doing out there, but here's the real question. Why wasn't the entire city, the entire population of Portland out that night? I mean, it's very clear your police department isn't going to be able to do it. The hypocrisy sucks with the 100 bits. Thank you. Your city doesn't care about you. Your law enforcement does everything they possibly can, except they just don't. They're not going to apply themselves. Why would they? They're getting indicted by grand juries who won't indict people that are throwing Molotov cocktails at them. But don't worry. Don't worry. Oh my God, I hate that city so much. I feel so bad for everybody that's there, like Susan and all the other viewers that we have from Portland. I don't know how you do it or why you do it. Sparkling, we must be having like a Twitch train raid thing, hype train. That's what it's called. We must, because I see a lot of Twitchers. Thanks. And I'll try to do this more often what the hell is that? I must not have switched something, but I think there's some graphic on the bottom of my screen. I don't know what it was. I think it has to do with bits but I don't know much about it. Anyway, let's go to the next story. What's the next story here, huh? Oh, this guy's a beast. For anyone that doesn't know, this is PA Senator Mastrano. I don't know how you say his last name, but he's cool. He gives an update on forensic investigation of the 2020 election in Lehigh Valley. They say when you're catching flack, you're all over the target. PA Republican Senator Doug Mastriano has been catching so much flack, he must be dead center over the bullseye. Last week, Mastriano spoke to a group in Lehigh Valley near Allentown, Pennsylvania, to give a status update on the forensic investigation he initiated into the 2020 election and the 2021 primary. Mastriano has been leading the charge in Pennsylvania since last November, attempting to get answers on whether there was any issues with the elections in the state. There are so many people that do not have confidence in the results. And then the senator says he has heard from 250,000 Pennsylvanians who has asked him to do something. Mastriano chaired the Pennsylvania Republican hearing at the 2020 election at the end of November in Gettysburg, at which many witnesses claimed to have knowledge of irregularities across the state. He also helped put forth election reform legislation, which passed both chambers in the assembly, but was vetoed by Governor Tom Wolf because he's a scumbag, socialist scumbag. In June, he traveled to Arizona to observe their investigation firsthand. Now, just a little background on Mastriano, because this guy's awesome and everyone should know who he is. He's a retired U.S. Army colonel and combat veteran who spent 30 years in uniform. He witnessed the end of the Cold War from along the East German and Czechoslovakian borders and deployed to Iraq during Operation Desert Storm, to name a few assignments. In June 2019, he was sworn in and said he had no idea what the battles were ahead of him. He never imagined in his wildest dreams that our basic freedoms would be under assault and that our very election would be questioned. And then the story goes on. That's written by Lauren, one of our writers. She did a great job. It's just too long for me to read. So go over there and check that out as well. We still got these Twitch bits. Anyway. How come my picture's not changing now? Oh, I'm pressing the wrong button. Good thing that didn't do anything. All right, let's give an update on Afghanistan. For anyone that didn't, you know, if you live under a rock or you just because I didn't do a news show yesterday, so you have no idea what's actually going on in the country. Well, let me tell you what's going on in Afghanistan now. The U.S. is sending 3,000 soldiers to evacuate the American embassy in Kabul. Security situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. Pentagon officials said, and U.S. officials are monitoring the situation in the country, or so they say. The situation has changed dramatically and faster than most experts and military personnel thought. Many Afghani soldiers have just simply laid down their guns or surrendered to the Taliban, offering little resistance, allowing for a rapid takeover of the country. The U.S. military is sending troops to help evacuate Americans from the embassy in Kabul as security situation deteriorates across Afghanistan. And I'm not going to read the rest of the article because I know what's going on. So I'll just tell you because I listened to the press conference yesterday. So here's a couple of things, a couple of key facts for this. They are not classifying this as a combat mission. Why? I have no idea because it's a combat mission. They deployed 3,000 troops from, where was it? Fort Bliss, I think, Fort something. 3,000 troops from what was it? Airborne, the 81st Airborne. They deployed them over to Kuwait, where they're going to wait. And then they have two or three battalions that are going to be going in from Kuwait to go and basically secure the airport so they can get out all these U.S. embassies. Now we learned today that the U.K. is sending 600 troops, and I think some other country, Canada. Canada is sending a special forces battalion over there as well to help with this, big massive thing. Now it's really funny because there is a lot of people that are like, what are all the people in Afghanistan going to think? You know, if they saw you all leaving and then you come back in real quick with a huge amount of force and show of force and then you just leave again. I'm like, who cares? Get our guys out. We shouldn't even be there anymore. You know, I don't have any sympathy for what's going on over there right now. I really don't, because in all reality, it's kind of curious because I should talk to, like, you know, family and stuff, people that went over there. I've never been in the military at all. But I think from what I'm gathering, the majority of people don't think we should be there anyway. You know what I mean? Obviously, the way that we're exiting is horrible, and it's not good at all. But you know, it is what it is. It's sad. There's a video on social media right now going viral, and it's just showing what's going on. They took Kandahar yesterday morning, which is kind of funny because the Pentagon's press secretary, John Kirby, I think that's his name, he said he wasn't going to speak on whether they took Kandahar. We knew they took Kandahar. It was all over social media at 10 o'clock yesterday morning saying that Kandahar fell. And not because there were clashes, you know, between the Afghani army. No, because there's video of the Afghani army taking all the Hummers and all the vehicles that we supplied to them and fleeing the city, leaving Afghani special forces to die. That's what ended up happening yesterday morning before the Pentagon made the split decision to say, oh, we have to send people in to get our people out of the embassy. It's just stupid. I don't know what they were thinking. If you can't tell, my phone, ever since I said, you know, you can keep calling, I don't hear it. My phone's been ringing nonstop by that person. He's calling from all different fake numbers now over and over and over. And it's stupid, but that's how you know. Like every single call that every single time my phone rings, you know what that means? Is that people don't like the fact that I'm out here and I'm being honest. And every single time, when I see the 50 missed calls or whatever after this show, you know what it's going to make me do? It's going to make me do a show tomorrow and another one the next day. Actually, the next day I'm going to be in Charlotte filming all the rally down there. We'll talk about that in a second. But that's what it does. It doesn't do anything. And to be honest, the more I should have it, like, you know, call number one, call number two up on the screen and do like raffles or something like that for as many times as he calls. But it's just super annoying. Anyway, next story. You guys want another kind of self-imposed story? Seattle's emergency response times have now reached a whopping 60 minutes. Seattle, Washington, if you have an emergency, you better pick up the phone and call 911. Help is coming, right? Well, if you make that call in Seattle, guess what? See the guy that's calling me right now? You just made me 100 stars on Facebook. For every time that he calls, guys, just contribute. It'll piss him off more than anything. So who is to blame for this delay in Seattle? The answer should be obvious. Seattle City Council voted last year to defund the department. Those cuts were to reduce the police department by 100 officers through layoffs and attrition, as well as cutting the $285,000 salary of the then police chief Carmen Best and other top officers. Best was, isn't that amazing? Because they did this as part of, like, you know, this whole social justice thing, right? This whole George Floyd thing. That's why all the defunding and all that stuff is happening. And then guess what? It turns out that it's only harming, or the people that are affected the most by it happen to be African-American people. Carmen Best, who was the African-American police chief, had to resign. The 100 police officers that had to be resigned because they defunded the police department. Here's the best part. They were diversity hires with the police department's new, you know, diversity hiring program. They had to do it through attrition. Well, attrition is people just leaving. They had to let go based on the contracts with SPOG and all that stuff. They had to let go the most recent officers that were hired, which happened to be a lot of these diversity hires that were part of this diversity hiring program. So all these programs that we hear all the time, everyone's like, oh, yeah, social justice, blah, blah, blah. It's literally harming. It does more harm than good, as we could see by evidence virtue in every city. Every city in the United States, which is Democrat controlled, has the murder rate through the roof. They can argue crime is going down because that's why, because they're no longer stealing your wallet. They're shooting you. So you don't have to worry about property crime, right? It's no longer a strong arm robbery. Why? Because they're killing the victim instead. They just don't care. They just don't care. Seattle is about 300 officers short of where it needs to be, similar to Portland and similar to virtually every city in the United States. However, according to the city council, blame for the city's woes lies with, the police department? Well, not flat out pointing the finger at the police department, council member Teresa Mosquita, commented that the Seattle police staffing's crisis and response times problem is mostly the fault of the Seattle police, noting that the council fully funded the hiring plan as proposed by the mayor's office. You are stupid. Officer Clayton Powell made the decision to leave because he says lack of leadership after the protests and the fact that the city does not have the officers back were key decisions for him to lay it down after 30 years on the force. Como News apparently talked to Seattle's mayor and police chief about the consequences of the defund SPD movement. And the mayor said, and I've said it before, I'll tell you, if you tell a group of employees that half of them are going to lose their job, it's not surprising that people would leave, the mayor said. Dr. Antonio FL, court monitor of Seattle Police, said, What we can't do is starve the organization so much you cannot do community policing. SPD is stuck right now where we're only doing responding to crisis and they don't have the people. I mean, this is the universal problem. They don't have enough officers to do the damn job. It's a horrible, horrible thing that's happening in this country. And until people wake the hell up and realize that, you know, I don't even think it should go back. I'll be honest. I'm just waiting for the days that Wild Wild West starts coming out. And it's going to be sooner than later because you know what? This mask mandate thing and these vaccine mandates, not specific, you know, the mask mandate is what it is. The vaccine mandates, they're a whole nother ball game. I'm going to show you a video in a second. And I'm not going to be able to listen with you, but I'm going to show you. Oh, here's another story I forgot. DHS issued a new threat bulletin today. How many of you guys knew this? The Department of Homeland Security issued a new threat advisory Friday, citing the approaching 20th anniversary of 9/11 attacks and smickering unrest over government restrictions related to the resurgent coronavirus pandemic. The DHS advisory states that diverse and challenging threat environment serves as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence. These threats include those by domestic terrorists, individuals engaged in grievance-based violence, and those inspired and motivated by foreign terrorists and other malign foreign influence. Such threats are also exacerbated by impacts of the ongoing global pandemic, including grievances over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions. Why did they say perceived? Because they're not perceived. The cities are locking down across the United States. Now you need passports to go to San Francisco, a bunch of other cities just to go out to eat. San Francisco's, you need a passport to go indoors. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. Now you need to prove that you're vaccinated to do anything. What happens if you live in an apartment complex? You're going to be able to walk through the lobby unless you're vaccinated? It's gone too far. It's gone past the point of going too far. And I'm going to show you in a second. I mean, this is just the DHS. You know why they did this? And this is my firm belief is one. Yeah, there are people that are getting pissed off. You know, I mean, I watched the school board meeting last night. Several of you guys have watched other school board meetings. People are pissed. And this is, and I said it a couple of weeks ago, if they keep locking down this country and they keep doing things the way they're doing things right now, you will unify this country in a way that you never wanted, in a way you never thought you could. And that's what will happen, because there are people on the left that are not going to get that either. And they're going to be pretty pissed off. And they're going to say, who do we hate more here? Do we hate the people that are ruining our lives, or do we hate the people that CNN says we should hate? And guess what? They're going to realize that CNN is that people that are ruining their lives as well. And it's not all the white supremacists that are running around the country, because they don't exist. People, very soon, and mark my words on this, I always say we're not there yet. We're not there yet. That time, that ship has sailed. We are there. It's here right now. More cities locked down, more schools locked down, and everything. You know why I didn't do the show last night? It's because I had plans to go give a big speech at our school board meeting yesterday. And my wife was like, I don't know if you should do it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I wasn't going to broadcast it or anything. I was going to do it for me. Okay, that's why I was going to do it. And I'm not going to go into what I was going to say or anything like that, because again, social media will ban us. But I had a plan to go there. And then a couple of hours before the school board meeting started, Governor Northam and his almighty stupid dictatorship, begins with a T. Wow, I forgot it. Tyranny. That's it. With exhibiting the most amount of tyranny, he mandated masks for all kids in school. Now, many of you guys know my decision, right? You know, and my speech was going to go a little bit like, I never thought I'd have a conversation with my kids on whether or not they wanted to go to school. And if they did want to go to school, then they had to wear a mask. But I gave them the option not to go to school and teach them myself. And then they said, hell no. But I was going to give a speech kind of around that and just say, like, where are we as a country? We've lost ourselves. You know what I mean? The problem for me is I used to say, we're lost. We're getting lost. We're getting there. We're taking that wrong turn because we think it may be a shortcut to get here. No, if we took a wrong turn, we are already at the cliff, and we are halfway off of the cliff right now. If people don't wake up in this country very soon, horrible, horrible, horrible things will start happening. And mark my words on that. And I'm not saying it to fearmonger or anything like that. I don't, that's not why I'm saying it. And there's no threats or anything. I just firmly believe terror threats like this, when they're coming, the DHS is issuing new threat bulletins specifically saying people are pissed off about all these government restrictions that are being reimposed again, even though they're unconstitutional. That's a problem. And people really, really, really need to be weary. Like, your head should be on a swivel. I don't care where you are. Your head should be on a swivel wherever you go right now, Democrat or Republican, because this thing could go both ways, and people need to wake up. And it's important for me to talk about it, even though I'm like being vague as shit. But I mean, like I said, San Francisco locked down yesterday. Several other cities did. I don't even care. I threw up my arms yesterday. As soon as the governor locked everything, or, you know, made it mandatory so kids had to wear masks and took that option out from parents, I was like, fuck this. Like, it doesn't even matter. Excuse the terms, but it doesn't matter anymore to me. You know, if my kids decided today that they don't want to go back to school because they don't want to wear the mask, guess what? They won't wear the mask. In the first second that they have an asthma attack and I link it to that damn mask, guess what? They're not going to school. And our school district doesn't even have a hybrid program. And in the actual program to, or the state's like hybrid program, not our school board doesn't have one. So you can't even do it. You have to send your kids. You know, if you didn't watch that meeting last night, the school board, the Shenandoah County School Board yesterday, I mean, you had kids getting up there crying, talking about what it's like to have to be them, because that's what everyone forgets, what it's like to actually be them. What it's like for them, you know, people that are hard of hearing, little girls, hard of hearing, and how important it is for them to be able to see the lips and facial and being able to understand the words that way. How important it is for children, young children, to be able to see their teachers' mouths as they learn to pronounce words. Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have that anywhere. And to be honest, it's people are oblivious of it. Someone sent me a video or a teacher that was saying that we should just let unvaccinated people die. This is a teacher. I didn't even want to write an article on it. I was just like, whatever. I don't. What do we do anymore? The only thing we could do is just make my kids know if something bad happens, they are to call their dad. And that's it. And they're done. They're out of the school. But, you know, whatever. We live in a community where I'm not really worried about anything besides them just deciding they don't want to do it anymore. You know, but our I tell you what, this community, the Shenandoah Valley, you know, community where we live now, it's amazing. I want to talk briefly, and I did reach out to one of the mothers, but I don't think I got an email reply. These kids, these high school kids, every day, they protested these masks. They stood outside their school. They refused. You heard anyone who watched the school board meeting yesterday. You heard one of the mothers talking about what it was like for these kids. They had rocks thrown at them. They were called awful things. Had stuff spilled on them by other students and other parents. They tried to go into the school. They were kicked out of the school. The school wouldn't even allow them to eat lunch. They wouldn't allow them in the school. And then when they finally did allow them in the school, they called them one by one in the office to kick them out of the school. They had a lightning storm and the kids were, you know, seeking cover because they were protesting out front. They were seeking cover under the concrete awning of the building as it was raining. The school actually came out and kicked them out from underneath that. I mean, look at what's going on in this country. People have to wake up. You have to. I mean, it's no longer about just being like, oh, well, eventually people will wake up. No, right now, everyone has to wake up. I think I'm going to show you a video right now. And this one,
I may not come home.
Hold on. It's going to tug at your heartstrings. Now, I'm not going to be able to hear it with you, but I've already watched it once. This is about a 2-minute video. Now, something's going on with my audio, so I can't hear it, and I'll fix it tomorrow. Because all the new overlays and all that, I wasn't thinking about what I was doing with the audio. But you guys can hear this. And I'm going to play this video. This is a firefighter and lifeguard. I'm glad I can't hear it. This is going to hurt, guys. Look at his face. I'm going to play this video. This is roughly 2 minutes long. And I'm glad I can't hear it. So just keep that in mind. I can't hear it. But viewer discretion is advised for what he's saying, because, man, everybody needs to watch it. But it's tough.
Hope, and I gladly do it with a smile on my face, because that's who I am. That's who every one of us is. Every firefighter, every policeman, every paramedic, every EMT, every lifeguard. We run in when everybody's running out. We jump in front of the bullets when they're being fired. We swim into the 40-foot waves. And I have to choose between that career that I've committed to or putting an experimental drug that I don't know what it's going to do to me in my body, or I got to give all that up. I guess for some people it's an easy choice, but for some of us, it's not. It's a hard choice. There's 1,000 first responders out there right now who are so lost, so confused, because they think this is it. This is the end of their lives, the end of their livelihood. You know how hard it is to get in a fire department? You know how many guys test for this job every year? And now I gotta pick between. Anyway, that's what we're dealing with. That's what us first responders are dealing with. And I know the people of Honolulu. I know you know it's not your guys' fault. You're not doing this to us. And you don't have to worry. We're going to show up every day. If they're going to fire us, they're going to fire us. And that's up to them. But we'll be there for you. We're going to be at work. Don't worry. If we're not there, it's because of them. It's because of the mayor. It's because of the governor. We want to be there. We signed up for this. This is what we want to do with the rest of our lives. We want to run in. We want to stop the bullet. We want to swim into the 40-foot waves to save your lives. That's what we want. That's what we want it to be. And if we're not there on the 16th, you can call Mayor Blangiotti and thank him.
I don't understand it anymore. And everyone always asks, like, what can we do? Like, what can be done? Right there. Up on your screen, on Sunday, August 15th at 2 p.m., there's a rally. If that one just got you, I mean, those are people that rush towards danger. Those are people that rush towards helping people. That's literally the choice they make. And they don't understand why it's happening to them. They don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. But that's what these are. That's what this protest is that you see right here. That's what that one is. In Charlotte on Sunday at 2 p.m. This is healthcare workers protesting against vaccine mandates. Because healthcare workers also deserve... It's not about being against vaccines, guys. Nobody... It's, you know, YouTube. That's not what it's about. It's about standing up for your right to make the determination yourself. And for some reason, that's gone. So on Sunday, August 15th, 2 p.m., Marshall Park in Charlotte, North Carolina. Come there. I'm driving all the way down from Virginia, and I'm bringing my son, too. We're going all the way down, and we're going to film it, and we'll be there live for people to see it. But I want people to see it. I want people to be able to watch what's going on in this country. I want people to stand up. Why does it have to be a Trump rally or a flag wave or even a BLM protest? Because it should be, I mean, this is truly about America. It's not about politics. It's not about right or left. This is about the freedom to make up your own mind. You know, this question at the bottom, why are they doing this? We're likely never going to know. You know, that's a conspiracy theory. We don't know. The only thing we could say is, when are we going to stop it? You know what I mean? And that's the biggest thing. I think it's time. Everyone's been saying, oh, I'd do this. I'd do this. Get in your cars. Meet me there. Meet me in Charlotte. And just come march. That's it. Because everyone should do it. It shouldn't. And it's not about politics again. This isn't, you know, it's not a Trump rally. This is a rally for people. This is for first responders. I mean, if you care, if the video that I just played a second ago, if that affected you, you should be here. You know what I mean? Last time there were people that were vaccinated that were protesting. Why? Because they were able to make the decision to get vaccinated themselves. They don't believe the vaccination should be forced on anybody else. Doesn't matter. You know, the argument isn't whether the vaccine works or anything. It's not, we're not talking about that. Excuse me. The conversation is only whether or not you have the right to make up your own mind and make up your own decision. And my nose is itching, sorry. It's because this douche canoe is calling me over and over again. Get those super chats in. Scumbag's calling me again over and over. Let's see how many missed calls I have. Maybe we should do a raffle, like see how many missed calls. You know what? Everyone would probably be like, oh, just answer. Let's see how many missed calls. Not that many. So what is it? 15? 15. I've been live for 50 minutes. 15 calls. Not bad. You could do better, troll. Mary Kay with the 50 stars on Facebook. But seriously, you know, if you're a fan of the show, even if you're not a fan of the show, right, left, center, you know, just don't be Antifa and show up because, you know, I'm not marching alongside Antifa. You could be a Black Lives Matter supporter. Who cares? As long as you care about what's right and wrong. I mean, isn't that the whole premise of making sure everyone has the same opportunity? Stand up. Now is the time. Do it before they make you do something that and you can't do anything about it. That's what this is about. That's what these rallies are about. And there's going to be one closer to you, too. There's going to be a rally closer. You know, this is going to be a big one. I was there last time. I was there 2 weeks ago when they had one. I thought it would only be a couple hundred people. It was thousands. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, to be honest. It felt amazing. This time I have the LiveU backpack. We have 8 different cellular connections to it. We're not dropping that connection. It's going to be a nice day. You know, just come out. Anyway. The other story I don't have an overlay for, and the other story that I'm just going to talk about very briefly is... something that came out of Atlanta today, and Adam may talk about it in a bit. I don't know. I didn't really talk to him about shows. Oh, by the way, I signed a lease today on a studio in Atlanta, Georgia. We are doing this thing. We are going to be big. We are going to continue doing what we do with and you know, for everyone that's curious as to why like we have to miss shows or something, it's because we are building something amazing. So today we just signed a lease in Atlanta, Georgia for a studio space there. So Adam and Scott will be probably by Monday, I think, working out of a new studio. And then I went and looked at space up here because we need to hire some people and really, you know, grow this thing. So we're doing things. But in Atlanta, Georgia today, I believe it was a press conference. I only saw like a brief blurb about it. But remember Rayshard Brooks? Rayshard Brooks was killed by the two police officers after beating the living crap out of them. He was a guy that was sleeping in his vehicle at a Wendy's drive-thru when he was drunk. And the police came and questioned him and interviewed him for 30 minutes, and he was fine. And the second they tried to place him under arrest, he beat the crap out of the two cops. He tried to tase one of them as he was running away, and the cop shot and killed him. Remember that? And then they burned down the Wendy's and then shot 8-year-old Tokoya Turner. Well, today they just released new information saying that saying that he was a blood, he was a gang member, and that the people that killed Sequoia Turner did it in retaliation, apparently. And they were gang members. They were both blood gang members, the two that have been charged so far. They burned down the Wendy's in retaliation because one of them was charged with burning down the Wendy's as well. Murdered an 8-year-old girl for retaliation for a dude that beat up two cops. That's what America is. At least that's what people want it to be. I don't. And I'll always stand up against it. Because, and so should you. Because everyone should. Be here. I mean it. This is important. Everyone should be here. And if you can't be to this one, go. There's one in your neighborhood. I guarantee there's one in your town. Go find it. Be there. Be there. Start caring about some stuff again. Start standing up for, you know, what's right and wrong. Doesn't matter about vaccines. It's about forcing other people to make it to do something. That's all it is for me. Because frankly, I don't care about the vaccine. It has nothing to do with the vaccine for me. And the only thing it does is the only thing I care about is stop. Don't do mandates. Don't lock down the country. Don't force these passports. And there's all this, you know. Conspiracies. We hear every single conspiracy about Donald Trump's taking office again and all these conspiracies. Do you notice the conspiracies they don't give any credit to are the ones that typically come true? Like one of the Biden administration tweeting out, wait 3.5 weeks to see what's going to happen with lockdowns or approvals. Because what happens then if they get, I mean, but the Biden administration was literally weighing not allowing people to travel in interstate commerce. That means crossing state lines, because that would be his jurisdiction unless you're vaccinated. True story. That's now off the table because they decided that would not fly with the American public. It would be too divisive. People need to stand up and get out and start, you know, protesting. Wasn't it Eric Holder said today, people need to go, or he said yesterday, remember him, that scumbag? Well, he said people need to go out and protest and not be afraid to get arrested for to protest voting rights. What about the country locking down? Does that same thing apply to other people? At some point, we have to determine what is more important. Being the good, quiet people that we all know we are. We're not made out to be that way in the press. Or should, you know, my opinion is we should, the civil disobedience is it's worked in the past year. Look at what it's achieved. They've defunded police departments. They've ruined our freaking country. Maybe we need to march up and down the streets and let people hear us again. I'm not advocating for rioting or none of that shit. We're Americans. We're patriots. We don't do that. But enough is enough. Everybody has to go out there and do it. Let's see how many more times he called, because I know it was going off. That's crazy. I did get some super chats too. Let me read those. I think I got one actually, or a Venmo. Yeah, now they're just calling from all over numbers. St. Paul, Fort Collins. I'm getting text messages too. Let's see what this one says with a fake number. It said, "Stop, you're pissing me off. No more live shows. Mainstream news knows more than you." And then tells me to get 3 vaccines. Holly, thank you for that Venmo. I think it was Venmo. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Again, and Mary, thank you for the stars on Facebook. Thank you for the YouTube Super Chats and Twitch Bits. Again, if you guys want to use social media to do it, I'm not going to hamper you. You're losing money. If you want to support the stream, go either one, sign up at ptnn.tv. That's the best way to do it. Sign up for a membership there, $12.99 a month. It's what's allowing us to do everything we're doing. Or visit citizenstringer.com/support. And there's all different ways you can do it. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, credit card, right on there. You can mail a check to the address in Florida. We'll have it forwarded up eventually. It's not set up yet. It just goes to the mailbox. But seriously, I appreciate everyone for being here. I have to end it. Adam is going to be live on PTNN and his social media is Freedom Flashpoint. Check him out. It's going to be live in a little bit. Got to go. I didn't realize what time it was. I'm sorry, Adam. Bye.